Hallelujah. Good morning, precious Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for this beautiful word this morning, encouragement for us to persevere even in trials and tribulations, because you're a good God. You promise to take us through. We pass through the fire and the water, you will take us through. So thank you. Thank you in Jesus' name. Your will be done, your kingdom come in every way. In Jesus' name. Amen. Greetings, precious disciples. I've just finished my run on the beach. So I'm sharing here, and I can't read the scripture, but it's Romans 5, verses 3 to 5. And just quoted by memory, it says, okay, we have to go back then. We see Abram was a man of faith, and faith was about God that met him, and then a God that spoke to him, and a God that led him into the divine plan, inheritance, purpose that he had to bring about the fragrance of God on this earth and point the way to Jesus. And so it was all about faith. We done that last week. He met the Lord and lived by faith even before the law came. What was it? 340? No, I can't remember. But in Galatians, it tells you how long it was. The law wasn't there at the time. So he's the father of all of us now that have faith, whether we're Jews or Gentiles. And so it's about faith now, turning to a living God, listening to a living God, walking with the living God. And then it says, so beautiful, just as he was made righteous, we also who believe in Jesus, who died for our sins, the end of Romans chapter 4. He paid the price, paid the penalty, and then he was released, set free. And that's our justification. Now, justification, this is the Lord's word, God speaking. The picture of justification is 1 Corinthians 1 verse 30, where it's, of God are you in Christ Jesus, has made to you wisdom, redemption, sanctification, righteousness. So the justification is that we are now free from sin, redeemed back to what God deemed for us, back into the family, into the fellowship, into the obedience, and into running the race with the Lord, working with the Lord. The grace of God is not in vain, but it's to our gain. And then it goes beautifully, yesterday's readings. We have been justified by the faith, the goodness of God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit that is moved. And therefore we have peace with God now. And what's more, we also rejoice in knowing that all the benefits that was lost through Adam has now been restored in Jesus. We stand now in holiness, in righteousness, in the wisdom of God. And then this morning's reading is, what's more, we must understand that we must count it all joy when we face the various trials, because these trials bring out character. They produce character in us. And why is that? Because God has started a work. And his work is a work of love, and that love won't disappoint us. And that love gives us hope to know that his goodness is there, and it will always be there. And then even in the midst of the squeezings, we must always ask the Lord for the leading. You know, we're not tested beyond what we can handle. God will show us the way of escape. So I ask him, Lord, what is the way of escape? And then he gives you the way of escape. And that is his love being poured into your heart. Again, just encouraging you that this is just an opportunity to grow stronger. This is an opportunity to see your God more, to experience his love in a greater way. And that's also then to be a light in this world, to show people how to go through trials and how you come through, because you keep looking to your Lord and the Lord helps you and takes you through. And that's what it's about, guys. It's so beautiful. In retrospect, we go back and we look at the people of faith in Hebrews chapter 11, and we see they also went through trials. Think of Joseph, and all those trials just produced that which God wanted, the character and the perseverance and the faithfulness that God desires, that is a part of him and it's a part of Jesus. And so you've been transformed into the image and likeness of Jesus, so God could take you further. And that's exactly what you saw in Joseph's life. So our trials are there for us to look to the Lord, call on the Lord, hear his word, and then stand and see the salvation and grow in the midst of it. So we're giving testimony to a good God. Not only in the good times, it's easy to praise the Lord when you're on the mountain, like that song goes, on the mountain. But when you're down in the valley, when you're going through the valley, you know, what is your testimony then? And in retrospect, in my own life, I can just think I've been through death. I've been through a lot of different things. But I just seen how God, just by keeping our eyes on Him, yes, sometimes you turn your eyes away, you're despondent, you look away. But then you realize there is no life. There's no way to go to outside of God. So you turn your eyes and you look on the Lord and you see how He turns everything to the good. So each and every one can witness that, you know, and that's so it gives us faith so that even when we go through a trial, we can already start calling that as not, because that's what God does. He calls those things into existence that is for us. It's like far away, or it's a hope, it's an expectation, but God brings that hopes and expectations to pass. So I just think, as I shared that testimony with you about, you know, going to Durban, just having enough petrol money to get there, and then still having a blowout on the bucket. So now I'm sitting in Durban, still needing money to get back, still needing to get a blowout fixed up, and then have another tire for the other car. And what happened? 2 days later, was Friday, Sunday, I was on my way back, petrol money, two wheels fixed up. So with this understanding of the goodness of God, we can see when we're going through a squeezing, count it all joy when you face various trials, because you know this God is faithful. He started the work and He will complete it. He'll never leave you or forsake you. So guys, just hold on there. You've got a good God, and he's using you to light the way for others as well. Because remember this blessing, he says all these blessings, all that is revealed is for you and for your children's children. So you making this world a better place by being the example that he made you to be, looking to him, hearing from him, walking with him. Amen. Be blessed, arise and shine, for your light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.